Hello, I'm Zaf Mann, and before the show, we are on a quest to bring all this great new music to the biggest audience we can, and that means getting the show onto more independent college and university radio stations. So if you know somebody in one of those departments or you're involved in it, you are welcome to rebroadcast the one-hour show as long as you let me know and follow the laws in your country. All these songs are either owned or cleared for playing. And you can go to inmemoryofjohnpeel.com and see everything there. Or you can email me, zaph@zaphman.com, zaph@zaphmann.com. Cheers and enjoy the show. Greetings, planet Earth. This is the In Memory of John Peel show with me, Zaf Mann, in association with KFFP, FM, Freeform, Portland Radio, and a few other places as well. I'm not going to say much about this show this week, except to say Per Ubu, new album, 20 Years in a Montana Missile Silo. And that's all I need to say, because you have to listen now.
Never trust a man who can't read but cannot spell. He doesn't see the threats that run through things. Sees the causal link between here and hell. See his face draw the sign of quadratic equations. Outside the castle gates he made me feel my cause had no effect. Tricked me to thinking I was a boring one. Oh, yeah. Boy, don't waste your youth trying to remix and remaster universal truth too late. The men upstairs, they cannot spell. This makes me feel no better about myself. The merger made in heaven, where they supply the numbers and me, I supply the letters.
A few years ago, someone worked out that the person I played the most on the Memory of John Peel show had been Kevin Coyne. But this band, Monster Island, are well on the way to catching him up. That's not from either of the new albums they have out on Bandcamp, where you can pay what you want. That is a single that they slipped in called SPG. Right, there's a band called La Dama. They're made up of four women from different countries in the Americas. And there's a good track or two on there. This one's called Compared to What?
Love the light and light the low. Hanging on. I got a bit of soul. Got a bit of soul. I keep it in a cage. Keep it in a cage. I feed it parrot food. I keep it tame. I keep it tame. I keep it tame. I let it fly. Then it's a bird of prey. Yeah. Then it's a bird of prey. It hunts for blood. I let it hunt for blood. Yeah. It's not a song you want to sing along to. You don't want to get these thoughts inside your head.
Get these thoughts inside your head.
Yeah, I got a bit of soul. I keep it in a cage. I feed it parrot food. Yeah, I keep it tame. I keep it tame. Some days I let it fly. Then it's a bird of prey. Hunts for blood.
Hunts for blood.
I let it hunt for blood, yeah.
I let it hunt for blood.
Got a bit of soul.
And there he is, Parrot Ubu, the wonderful David Thomas, of course, up front in that band. It's a new album called 20 Years in a Montana Missile Solo. I don't think he's been there for 20 years, really. But that's Funk 49. I remember when I was in London, somehow finding out that there was this abandoned shop in between the railway lines at Clapham Junction. Was full of records, new records that were just coming out. And I found the place. It was all boarded up. And at the time, I had a suit on and a Mac, so I looked a bit like a detective. And, fancied myself as a sleuth. Anyway, knocked on the door several times, walked around the building because it was triangular several times, but peeked in, saw the records. Eventually, somebody came to the door, and that day, I bought my first pair of Ubu albums, two of them. Fantastic time. Yes. Right, Severed Heads. With Barbara 3 Edit.
I said to him, give her up. I swore by all I held most sacred. Though I had him dogged for months, my first-rate man, no shadow of proof was forthcoming.
And there was no denying that he could be good as assiduous as ever. This and his horror of the militant atomic thing made me sometimes wonder if I were not accusing him unjustly. Yes, judge then of my astoundment when one bright morning, as I was sitting stricken in the morning room, he sank in,
fell on his knees before me, buried his face in my lap, and confessed. I confess my first feeling was one of wonderment.
What a male! Then I forgave him.
To what will love not stoop? I suggested a little jaunt to celebrate, to the Riviera or our darling Gran Canaria. He was looking pale, beat, but this was not possible just then. Professional commitments. When I was satisfied it was all over, I went to have a gloat, just a common tart. What he could have found in her when he had me. Pudding face, puppy, spots,
blubber mouth, jowls, no neck, dugs, you could carve like a flunky. So he was mine again, all mine. I was happy again. I went about singing the world. Then I began to smell her off him again.
Yes. Before I could do anything, he disappeared. That meant she had won. That slut. I couldn't credit it. I lay stricken for weeks.
Then I broke open her, please. And I
thank you. To the mountain.
Is anybody writing better pop music than Matthew Edwards and the Unfortunates? I don't think so. That's When We Arrived at the Mountain off the new album Folklore. And I did mention when I played another track from that a few weeks ago that he was standing on the album cover on the corner of Farringdon Road in London, and I recognised it. But then I thought about it. I thought that's an odd place to take a photo, until I realised that it's opposite the Butcher's Arms, and I can imagine them all there and say, oh, we have to do a cover for the album, and they walked across the road and had the photo taken. The Butcher's Arms changed its name to the Betsy Trotwood at some point. All right, now here's a curious track, a new thing from an Australian band called Orlando Furious.
Yeah.
That's Bam Shaklam from an artist called Lomelda, and the album is called THX, and it's on Double Whammy. That's all I know about it, but you can find out more and see how these things are really pronounced and spelt, etc., at inmemoryofjohnpeel.com, where the podcast and the playlist appears not long after the show. And yeah, and you can sign up and all that stuff. And even if you want, contribute to keeping this show on the road. It's about 40 hours a week to put together 1 hour. That's crazy, isn't it? Right. Now, I've been condemned to these days to socializing in a shed or something. And in that shed, there's no proper stereo. So I've been listening to some old John Peel tapes and from the 80s and things like that. And things like Mark Summer, bright, sunny, fancy pop songs, but clever. And I thought there's not much like that these days. And then this came along from Juicebox, Brutalizing.
Brown.
the guitar shredding Dan Friel with his new, well, he's now called Upper Wilds. The album is called Guitar Module 2017, and that's Chainsaw, as you probably guessed. And Per Ubu, let's play some more from the new album, 20 Years in a Montana Missile Solo. This is I Can Still See.
I can still see.
It used to scare me when people sung like that, but now it inspires me. That's the Bode Piano Ensemble, and the track's a long one. It's got guitar in it, and it's off an album called Ice and Fire. Right now, there's something special coming out in Holland on the Narrow Minded label, and the wonderful magazine called The Quietus premiered this track, and we're the second show in the world to get it. It's from Gleiss, and it's called Jackdaw.
We'll be right back.
That's Jackdaw by Gleiss. I suggest you get on your internet device and rush to Narrow Minded, that's Narrow without a W, and pre-order that while there's still some left. Brilliant stuff. Right, we've still got time for Dusty Tears and the Cobra Den. There you go. The end of the another In Memory of John Peel show. Very confusing end. Thanks to Bronstog, the engineer. We'll see you next show. Thanks for now. Bye-bye.